This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's get into the Red Sox, though. Some interesting news in the last 24 hours. Billy told me there's an update even in the last 15 minutes. Let me set the table, and then we'll get you the update here. John Morosi on Twitter said last night that Juan Soto has offers from five teams.
Woo!
That is a report from Randy Miller, I think of NJ.com, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, Randy.
Red Sox, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Blue Jays. Okay?
All right.
Randy Miller, in that same report, says that Juan Soto is believed to be asking for a 15-year deal.
What?
Worth $700 million.
The Ilya Kovalchuk deal.
Shohei Ohtani's contract was 10 years, 680. And a bunch of it deferred.
Is there not a cap on years in baseball? I feel like I should know this.
I don't think
there's
so.
There's not, right?
No, I don't think so. Hockey did that.
All the other sports have done that, I believe. Well, hockey and basketball have a limit.
Yeah, no, you're right. Every
football.
Sport, you're right. Every sport except baseball.
Yeah, after Rick DiPietro, the NHL
does,
was like, enough of that.
Does football have one?
Maybe football doesn't, but like, who's signing a home?
Right.
It's the short shelf life.
Even if you sign somebody for 10 years, it's just guaranteed
it's
money
fake.
In the first 2 years, and it's all fake.
But
right,
basketball
so.
Does to protect the GMs. Hockey obviously does
yeah.
now.
After, I don't think baseball.
DiPietro and Kovalchuk had these insane deals.
I don't think baseball has a cap.
Because when we were talking about the last couple of years, guys, we've seen, 10, 11, 12, 13-year deals, mm-hmm. I think. Well, actually, didn't Fernando Tatis, I'll look this up, he signed a crazy deal.
Yeah, Tatis has a long deal. Who are some of the other players that signed early? I mean, Ohtani just got 10 years last year. I think Betts had a pretty long deal, didn't he?
The longest current deal in the Major League Baseball is a 14-year deal signed by Fernando Tatis Jr. Okay.
Bryce Harper got 13.
There you go. Thank
Harper
you.
Harper got 13. Stanton got 13. Trout, Betts, Yamamoto,
12.
And Julio Rodriguez are all at 12.
Okay.
So he wants 15 years, which would be the most years.
15 would take him through his age 41 season or something
but
like that?
But doesn't he also want opt-outs after like 3 and 4?
Probably. So he wants $700 million. A lot of Ohtani's contract was deferred. It's believed that Soto isn't interested in deferred money. So not only does he want the money, he wants it. And this is, I never got why Ohtani structured his deal
debts.
That way. No, he's like, yeah. give me the money now. I want the money now.
So $700 million divided by 15
yeah,
would
what's
be
that?
46.6 average annual.
I'll be honest, I don't even hate the AAV. The 15 years is ridiculous,
so
but
46.6 would be the second highest average annual value behind, obviously, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
He's 10 for 700.
Okay, he's 26. He just hit the market. Now, Billy, what did you say you saw an update here in the last 15 minutes or so?
Hector Gomez?
Yep.
He said, source, the Red Sox increased their original offer to Juan Soto both in years and total value.
Okay, so is that
so they went from 2 and 50.
So is that a good or a bad thing, Keith? They're already increasing their offer. Does that mean, holy
that
crap,
how
we
low
were,
they originally were.
Holy crap, we were so far off.
Yeah.
Or were they just the first to meet with him? They made an offer, other people upped their offer, and now they're keeping the pace.
It depends. Did Juan Soto and Scott Boras say no? Or were they just like, okay, like we'll take it under consideration?
I think if they're making a second offer, I think it's under consideration. No?
No, I'm saying the first one. Was the first offer under consideration, or did they look at the first one and be like, seriously?
Here's my guess. The Red Sox probably lowballed them for sure. They met with
good
him first.
Good strategy.
Yeah,
that's worked out so
classic.
Well for them.
It's brilliant. So they probably lowballed them. Then Boras and Soto met with after the Red Sox and Mets. Were those the first two he met with?
Yeah.
He met with the Yankees and someone else. Maybe
Blue
the Blue
Jays.
Jays. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the Blue Jays think they had a meeting. Maybe they didn't.
So I just wonder if the Red Sox made an offer. They
yeah.
went into the other ones, and Scott Boras said, oh, by the way, here's what those teams offered. Can you match it? Can you up it? Can you do X, Y, and Z? And the Red Sox have upped their offer. It doesn't mean they matched the highest offer on the board, but they've upped their offer.
Like Boras, unlike last year when Boras was negotiating Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell, which he fumbled badly, both those guys. He is in the catbird seat now with Soto. In the prime of his career, you have the marquee teams all bidding. I wonder if he straight up tells them what other teams have offered, or if he just says, like, your offer is not the highest right now, and then is it more like a blind bid, or are they like, oh, that's what they're offering? We'll match that. I don't know. I mean, It can't be a bad thing that they're upping the money, but I wonder how like quick that was. It's like, hey, here's our offer. And it's like, oh, you're still talking to other teams? Like, we're going up again.
Well,
to
no.
which Boris and the Soto are going
to
be like, all right.
There's two ways to look at
it. They'll up it again.
There's two ways to look at it. Either they did their first lowball offer and they're like, holy crap, we're so far away. Let's make a more respectable lowball offer
so
that it's not completely embarrassing when the news leaks out what he signed for and what we offered, because it will leak out. Or it's the other thing. We made an offer. We felt it was competitive. It got up by New York to keep him. And now we're upping our offer to out-leverage them. I'm not telling you I know the answer, but it's one of those two things.
So would you be willing to go 15
years? That's what I was just going to ask. And let me ask it a little differently. Would I be willing to go 15 years for Soto? Yeah. Is it smarter to go 15 years and $700 million for Juan Soto, Keith?
Yeah, no, silly.
Or is it smarter to do the Bob Nightingale plan that came out the other day that the Red Sox want not one but two of Corbin Burns, Max Fried, Blake Snell? So is it smarter to sign two starting pitchers than Juan Soto for 15 years, $700
million?
I still want Soto.
I think so. I love Burns.
I don't know.
I paused because of Burns, but
I don't know that it's smarter.
No.
But the Red Sox need a household name and a superstar. Yeah. That's what they need.
And I think it just adds so much more. Not that Soto is like a polarizing figure, but getting him from the Yankees and then having him go up against the Yankees now, like, adds so much more juice to that rivalry, which is needs a little kick in the shorts. So, yeah, I would still lead that just because I like Max Fried, but he's no, like, guaranteed, like, stud Cy Young guy. Burns and is closer to that.
None of this whole show likes Blake Snell. None of us.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those pitchers.
So, like, Max Fried and Blake Snell or Juan Soto? Juan Soto. I
and
don't
like,
care
Juan Soto plays every day.
Yeah.
And I know any player can get hurt all the time. It just feels like baseball players get hurt or pitchers get hurt all the time.
I think you're right. They'd also get I think there's a benefit to stealing a player away from the Yankees. I'm not even talking head-to-head in the standings. Oh, we made them weaker and we got better. There's that benefit.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also Red Sox fans going, oh, we outspent New York. They
great.
Won them.
Yep.
We outspent the Yankees. We outspent Steve Cohen and the Mets. The Dodgers aren't even in. Like, we outspent those teams. There would be a real benefit to fans reinvesting and recommitting to the team
because you
did that.
One thing, and I know it's the cost of doing business, but if you have your biggest free agent signing in, I don't know, not 7 years, and it'd be way bigger than what you had before. I mean, David Price was a huge contract, but this is another whole stratosphere of contracts. The cost of doing business often is giving these players these opt-outs. But that to me is like a little deflating. Like, if you finally come together and you give a 15-year deal and $700 million, you're like, here we go. And then he has three really good years.
And then he opts out.
And he hits free agency before he's 30. And you have to start it all over again.
I'm still doing it.
I hate it, though.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not ideal. You like, want him.
Bryce Harper signed a deal with Philly with no opt-outs, which is kind of unique at this point. Usually these guys all have these little ways they make
money. If the cost of doing business is an opt-out, I'm doing it.
It's just frustrating. Like, I know it's still a good deal and you still have the player and maybe he'll re-sign, but it's like, is he looking for more money after that? I mean, yeah, sure, everybody in the world's looking for more money, but
I think
is that what it is?
And then, I think his immediate comments after they lost the World Series about, I'm going to the highest bidder, and the fact he's already on his third team, like, he's a mercenary and he wants the most money. There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. And so, he's going to have an opt-out 3 or 4 years in. I'd pay him.
All right.
And then we'll reevaluate in 3 or 4 years.